Today, Eric Rudolph agreed to plead guilty to a series of deadly bombings in Atlanta and Alabama, including the bombing at the 1996 Summer Olympics. The Justice Department announced that in return, he will be spared a possible death penalty and serve four life sentences. The deal was announced as jury selection started this week in Birmingham, where Rudolph was set to stand trial this summer for an abortion clinic bombing that killed an off-duty police officer and critically wounded a nurse. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been covering the story over the past few years, and she joins us now. Debbie, what crimes specifically did Rudolph agree to take responsibility for?
Well, the most high profile, of course, is the 1996 bombing at the Summer Olympics in Atlanta. One woman was killed there, more than 100 people injured. They were at Centennial Park, a central gathering place at the Games, when the bomb went off from a backpack. He is also pleading guilty to two other Atlanta area bombings that happened the following year in 1997. One was at a building that housed an abortion clinic, another at a gay and lesbian nightclub. And then the 1998 bombing in Birmingham, that's the case that he was about to go on trial for. Prosecutors were seeking the death penalty in that case, and now he'll be spending the rest of his life in prison without the chance of parole.
As part of the deal, Rudolph directed authorities to a hidden bomb and a cache of dynamite he'd hidden in the woods of western North Carolina. What did they find there?
Right. Federal agents found a bomb they say Rudolph had buried. They say it was near a road and homes and businesses. It contained about 20 pounds of dynamite. Also, they found bomb components and more than 250 pounds of dynamite buried at about four other locations in the mountains there. Agents say those materials have now been, quote, rendered safe. Rudolph had apparently hidden all of this while he was on the run. You remember he was running from authorities for more than 5.5 years, one of the longest manhunts in U.S. history, and he survived in the Appalachian Mountains near where he grew up. He was found in 2003 by a rookie cop as he was going through the dumpster behind a Save-A-Lot grocery store in Murphy, North Carolina.
One of the vexing questions for authorities for so long was, how was he able to survive all that time?
Right, and some have speculated that he might have gotten help. You know, he grew up in this area where there were pockets of people that were like-minded, people that distrusted the government, even a compound there dedicated to Christian Identity, which is a religious movement with white supremacist roots, and Rudolph had been linked to that group. So there are some who say he may have gotten help from those who believed in what he was doing and that he was somehow on this mission against the government. It's also likely that he was able to stay in empty vacation cabins that were scattered about in the mountains there, that he was able to use disguises to sometimes go to places and get food. So that's still the big mystery of Eric Rudolph.
Debbie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Debbie Elliott.